Well, we talk about climate change, and we talk about what that could mean, obviously, for our environment and the plants and animals that live in the Northland. But we don't usually think about climate change in the context of tourism. Well, it turns out that community leaders and natural resource professionals and visitors are worried about what changes in the snowpack, in the forest conditions, in species distribution could mean to our beloved Northland. And they had some conversations recently in Lutzen and at Grand Superior Lodge to talk about these issues. May Davenport is the project's lead investigator. She's also an associate professor at the U of M's Department of Forest Resources, and she joins us this morning to tell us a little bit more. Hey, May, good morning.
Good morning, Lisa.
Nice to have you on the line. So you went to Lutzen and Two Harbors last week to talk about the study, and what did the study find?
So our project, as you mentioned, looked at recreation and tourism, and we had several components of the project. We talked about potential climate futures for the North Shore. We talked about some warming temperatures and potential impacts to visitors in the winter and in the summer, and what that might mean for local businesses.
Well, what was kind of the gist of it? Now, obviously, slightly warmer temperatures in the summer wouldn't be too bad when you can jump in the lake to cool off, for example. But if folks enjoy skiing and snowshoeing and snowmobiling in the Northland, those warmer temperatures may be not such good news.
Yeah, absolutely. So you're exactly right. There'll be some shifts, we predict, in recreation and tourism, that visitors will still be coming to the North Shore, but perhaps at different times of year and looking for different experiences. From our modeling, evidence strongly suggests that future climate conditions associated with higher temperatures and also greater risk of fire are likely to have some significant impacts in the summer. And then for the winter, we're concerned about thinner ice and shallower snowpack and how that might affect skiers and snowmobilers and ice fishers across the North Shore.
So what are you thinking? When are you thinking people might want to show up? And what are some of the different things that they might enjoy doing?
Yeah, so we talked with local leaders, as you said, local business owners and parks and trails managers about those very issues. And from our modeling, we predict that more people will be visiting the North Shore in the month of May. For example, we predict either a 30% to 50% increase in visitation in May. We also predict some declines through June and August. But I think the shoulder seasons are going to have more visitation than historically because of the milder temperatures. Now, in terms of what people will be doing, that's a good question. The recreation and tourism providers are talking about sort of climate-resistant activities, so things that folks can do on the North Shore related to the cultural history and natural history of the North Shore, the arts and music, providing options for visitors when it's raining outside or when it's too warm to be outside, even on the North Shore. What can folks go and do inside? And so those are some of the interesting discussions that we've had in our workshops.
This sounds actually like, this sounds really good, the idea of introducing some new things into the mix, and it would seem, tell me if I'm wrong, that this could create some new opportunities and maybe some new jobs.
Definitely. So, I mean, we're really excited about the potential to really diversify what the North Shore can offer to visitors and for local residents to enjoy. Of course, there are so many offerings already. But local leaders are thinking about just being more strategic and actually, you know, being able to anticipate the future. What will the North Shore look like in 50 years and what will temperatures be? We know that recreation and tourism on the North Shore is really dependent on weather and on climate. And so if we can anticipate that and be smart and diversify what we offer, then there's a real chance to develop and even expand those visits and expand potentially the economy.
So in terms of the local businesses and maybe what they've got in mind, are they thinking, hey, you know, we're going to try to get started on this beginning this tourist season. We're going to try to introduce some new things or maybe change our hours a little bit. Are they thinking about implementing some of these ideas right away?
Yeah, and you know what? They already have done some things. I know that some of the resorts and the parks are offering bicycling in the winter on fat tire bicycles. And I think another important emphasis is that, you know, the weather and the conditions in Duluth are not necessarily predictive of what's happening on the North Shore. There are microclimates on the North Shore. And so if you're near the lake, you may have very different experience, very different conditions farther inland. And so, you know, I think communication is going to be really important. So, you know, just last week, people were snowshoeing inland on the North Shore. And, you know, you may not expect that because we had some really warm temperatures, but we had the snowfall, and there were folks who were snowshoeing in the rain. So I think that's going to be really important, is the ability for North Shore recreation and tourism providers to really communicate what the conditions are and for people not to make assumptions that the, you know, conditions in the Twin Cities or Duluth really are a good measure of conditions on the North Shore.
Well, that's for darn sure. Now, obviously, it's a lot more humid. It's traditionally been a lot more humid the further south that you get. And so I'm assuming that one of the nice things that people like about traveling from the cities up to Duluth or any place along the North Shore is the instant air conditioning from the Big Lake. But even right now this morning, we've had a 10-degree temperature difference,
right,
she struggled to say, between downtown and over the hill.
That's right. Yeah. So that, you know, and it's going to be a challenge, but it's I think the folks on the North Shore are up to the task of presenting a more sophisticated sort of set of opportunities that you know, may vary on the shore to inland and, you know, as you go from Two Harbors up to Thunder Bay. And so what I'm excited about is they're having these conversations, that people are working together. You know, there's a strong history of collaboration in northern Minnesota and on the North Shore. And so people are going to make some really strong plans for the future and think together and work with their local managers and local officials.
May, I'm curious now, your project is completed, so you've done your project, but is part of the project coming back, for example, next year at this time and schmoozing with people again and seeing what's changed, what people have done, what they're not doing, that sort of thing, or are you ready to move on to the next project?
Well, we're always looking for the next project, for sure. But no, we plan to continue this dialogue that we've initiated and that folks on the North Shore have initiated. We have a website at www.northshoreclimate.com, and we're going to continue to update the website. We're going to we've already committed to working with local business owners to provide some materials and interpretive signage for visitors on the North Shore so they can understand a little bit more about how climate affects conditions and weather on the North Shore.
Fascinating. That is really going to be something to look forward to. It will be interesting to stop and read those things as you're road tripping. May, thank you so very much for joining us this morning. What a treat to have you on the line.
Thank you, Lisa.
May Davenport is the director of the Center for Changing Landscapes. She's the lead investigator on this project, and she's an associate professor in the Department of Forest Resources at the University of Minnesota Duluth.